Hello everyone, welcome back to Beneath the Kotatsu. My name is An, and next to me is my co-host James.
What's up everybody? Did you see that Cowboy Bebop trailer, man?
Yep, so on this episode, I guess we'll just call it like maybe a mini episode. We're gonna be scrubbing through the trailer, the Cowboy Bebop trailer that just came out on Netflix. Talk about it a little bit, because we're pretty excited to see the live action, because honestly, the trailer looks way better than a lot of the live actions Netflix has pumped out.
Netflix was like on the auspicious eve of the Super Mario cast reveal. We're gonna drop this motherfucking one up.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't even mean it for it to be as a pun. Yeah, but it... Oh.
Dude, that's too good to be true.
I know. Alright, so actually, let's get into the video. So right at the start of the video, we see John Cho as Spike Spiegel.
Oh, he looks so good. They got the format for the old opening with Tank playing in the background from Yoko Kanno. Oh, so yes. Good.
Is this like the original, or did they do like a re... Like a...
They basically... did it how it is, but
like with the new band,
a lot
right?
of stuff
with the new band.
It's still Yoko Kanno.
Is it?
Yes, Yoko Kanno.
Oh, I thought they'd probably get a new band to play over.
Dude,
it,
the swordfish looks awesome. Oh, they got the crying fat guy that murders people.
Oh, Piero.
I don't remember his name, but yeah, I don't know if it was the balloon guy. There's
Let's go through the clips chronologically, so we don't get anyone mixed up here. So I'm at like the 7 second mark here where we see Spike Spiegel, and damn, John Cho looks hella good, and like
super good.
Do you remember when it was first announced and we were talking about? I was like, man, I don't know if I can ever get like him out of the role of Harold Kumar Go to White Castle, because that's, you know, that's the movie everyone knows him in. And yeah. I was really hesitant when they casted him as Spike, but now seeing him now with the makeup and everything, I'm like, oh yeah, they did a great job.
Dude, hair's perfect.
Yeah, the hair is spot on. Like I it's like at first I was like, you know, like Spike's hair is very hard to pull off, but they
because it's a weird fucking anime shape, but they adapted his hair perfectly.
Yeah, and let's. Like, we can't
the forget... The anime adaptation of hair.
we can't forget how amazingly smooth they did the 2D and 3D transition together with the little smoke thing. Oh, fantastic. This is like one of the better trailers I've seen in a long time, right?
This is creme de la creme for opening theme adaptation.
Yeah. Running is a little jank, but, you know, that's fine. Who is Elena Satin? Is that a second,
dude,
Spike?
Probably. No, it's just the cast of the.
Oh, maybe it's just like a separate casting. Probably. Oh yeah,
the cast for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so now we get into Jet. Oh god!
Oh my god! He's better than Spike, right?
One of the better castings I've ever seen. Like, that makeup? Oh my god, this is like some pure... Like, whoever the makeup artist is...
Properly aged character, right?
Yes. Like, none of that Korean, everyone looks like they're 18, but they're trying to pull off, like, their 40 look. Like, you know what
he
I
looks
mean?
Looks very nice and gruff.
Oh, yeah. Like, the cat... Like, we can't forget about how good the casting is, right? The casting, spot on, very great. I love it.
Yeah.
Who plays him? Alex Hassel, right?
I have no idea, bro.
Yeah,
the cast up?
Yeah, I have the cast up, so... No, Alex Hassel is played by Vicious. Mustafa Shakir is who's plays Jet Black. I'm on his IMDb. I don't think I've ever seen any movies he's actually been in, so... Pretty excited for that. Let's see.
Daniela Pineda is Faye Valentine.
Yeah.
Pineda.
I feel like that's the only one that... I feel like... Alright, okay.
You just wanted the sexy costume, dude. There's no way that'd fly in today's...
Yeah, that's...
Like, they had to update it for the modern age.
She looks
which
like
is fine. It's a space. She looks like she's from Firefly, which is great.
She looks like she's wearing, like, Spike's suit for some reason in the trailer. It straight up looks like my suit. And I'm like,
oh yeah, it does, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And I'm like,
no, she's wearing her. It looks like she's wearing her outfit with the jacket on top. You see the yellow? It looks very.
I mean, it's kind of like, hard to see
it's
color.
It's inspired from her original costume.
Oh, like right?
No, they. Yeah, they have the same color palette for the inner clothing as the original.
But
the hair is really nice too. She doesn't have the headband, but
she reminds me of like when they whitewashed. What's that one movie that just
Scarlett
came out?
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, with Scarlett
Johansson in the Shell.
That's nah. yeah. She looks like a whitewashed Scarlett Johansson.
No,
you don't think so?
No.
Like she's the only character where I'm like not super blown away by the makeup and everything, right? Because
bro, that's because fucking original Faye was her outfit was odd, you know.
We were expecting like the sexy yellow skippy outfit, right? With the
I wasn't not one bit.
Oh really?
I was like from the get go. I was like, there's no way they're putting in that outfit. It's way too much for today.
Yeah, but like that was like part of the appeal for the opening was when she's in the outfit and they do like the black outline of her doing the dance.
It looks like she's wearing like, you know, the vest people wear under a suit jacket.
Like it looks like
she's wearing that without the shirt underneath, which is still pretty sexy, but it's modernized.
Like just honestly, to me, she looks like she's wearing just Spike's like regular suit from the anime.
Yeah, it feels like it's her own. It feels very inspired from the original, which is great. I love it.
Okay, I'm not super blown away compared to like Spike and Jet, but overall very good. I like it. And then we get to the part where the swordfish takes off. A little iffy about
swordfish
the 3D.
Swordfish looks amazing. What are you talking about? It looks amazing.
It looks good, but I don't know. You can tell that it's like janky 3D. And then right after that, bam, we get into Piero, the crazy clown guy. Fantastic. In the trailer, they show off a lot of the episode characters, which I'm so glad to see. So I'm guessing is this going to be a movie or is it going to be like a bunch of different
limited
episodes?
Series, like a small series, I imagine. Probably like a. I wouldn't be surprised if it was like a 6-episode thing. I don't see it being 12.
I think
they're missing Ayn in the trailer, right?
They should.
I saw Ed, obviously, but
no. You saw Ayn, but you didn't see Ed.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Reverse that. Yeah.
Yeah. Reverse. Keep on forgetting they're always together, dude.
Yeah, I know. After that, we see a guy in a fur coat. I don't know who that guy's supposed to be. I don't know who. Do you know?
Which. For a guy in the fur coat.
Around 37 seconds? 37 seconds?
I'm way ahead of you.
Oh, I'm just going like frame by frame trying to analyze like who's in the whatever. Like do you know who that guy's supposed to be?
Let me see. Balloon guy, big baby. No, I don't remember the fur guy. He's probably just a random dude.
Nah, these are not
probably random. Not random. If they like had him on the screen, he wouldn't be.
They're specific episodes. Show. I know who the girl is though. I know
who.
That's supposed to be the oyster dealer, Tarskita, the
I don't remember her name.
She was like the space truck driver, 18-wheeler driver-ish for space, I don't know. I think that's what she's supposed to be, and like in the anime, she's like disguised to look like a guy, but she's actually a girl. I could totally be wrong, but that's who I think she is. I'm not positive. And then right after that, we get into around 38 to 40 second mark with one of my favorite episodes, which is the sea monkey episode. Do you remember that episode at all?
Vaguely. Like, I remember a lot of episodes, but not the sea monkey one. Just, I remember sea monkeys from Cowboy Bebop. Nothing specific about it, though.
So, the sea monkey episode was basically this grandma and then a bunch of her kids basically robbing these banks and they have this like secret formula thingy that whenever you smell it or inject it, I don't know how it is, you revert back to being a monkey. And their big plan was to inject this like serum thingy to take over like an entire world, so like the entire world goes back to being monkeys. Do you remember that episode at all?
No, I don't. Not at all. Like when you explained it, I don't remember it.
The ending was super crazy. So at the end of the episode, where Spike was trying to escape, like, her ship or whatever, one of the serum vials snaps on the ship and it breaks, and it's literally getting everywhere. And the way they, the way the police handles it was that they were gonna enclose her and her children and her ship inside a closed time loop, or not a time loop, but like a portal, like a wormhole. Okay. Basically, they cut off the end of the wormhole, so she's basically just travels in the wormhole endlessly without an exit. Jesus. And that's how, yeah, that's what I can remember from that episode. So I can't wait to see this episode specifically because I really like the episode. Moving on, they do more shots of Spike and Jet. Amazing shots, though. These are great shots.
Yeah.
More of Faye
looks really good. Like, the jacket is like the original red thing that she has. It's a loose jacket, but this is just like a little bit more functional.
Oh my god, you know who she reminds me of? Now like at this angle, she reminds me of Mona from that show, like the one where the guy has to defeat all her ex-boyfriends. I forgot what it's called.
Fucking Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah. You can see the hair.
Yeah, he's because
the hair is less shaggy. This is more Faye.
Yeah.
Like, this is the hair game is, but it's not for
Faye.
Everybody.
Like,
Jet.
Faye in the anime has like cleaner hair, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's an anime, dude. Doesn't matter. This is like almost one to one for me.
Really?
The only thing she's missing is the headband. That's it.
Hmm. Guess?
I feel like you're nitpicking too much because you wanted the OG outfit.
Well, not the OG outfit, but I did want it to follow like the original trailer. Like, to me, she doesn't resemble Faye as much as Jet.
She does.
I mean, we'll see in the anime, but like just from her acting, it feels kind of stale. I don't know. Just from the trailer.
You wanted the spice.
I did kind of want the spice.
You wanted the spice melange.
The spice melange. Okay, so at around 49 seconds, we see the bear, and I think this...
That's like my guess for Ed. I don't think anything else could be. We didn't really see Ed, just, you know.
I think this
that's
is
the only thing
an
I'm
episode.
Complaining about.
I think this could be an episode reference, but I don't remember.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen...
Since we lost that, like 15 years, and we still remember quite a number of the episodes.
I remember plenty of the episodes.
I don't remember the sea monkey one, but...
I'm surprised. All right, so at around 52, the 52 mark, the 53, whatever, we see the characters from the first episode. I am so glad. Do you remember these characters?
Which?
At around 52,
no. 53? No, I don't.
How do you say you remember the episode when you can't even remember the first episode?
Well, I remember the Mimi episodes, like... Mushroom Samba, Ballad of Fallen Angels, the one about Faye's background.
So in this episode, basically they're smuggling like these like drugs to, yeah. I don't know what the drugs do, but like you're supposed to spray it in your eye and it makes you go like super hyper or something.
Oh yeah.
And the woman is pretending to be pregnant, but actually she's smuggling all the drugs in her stomach.
I remember that.
Yeah, so that's, I can't wait to see this episode. It's gonna be a great episode.
Dude, Vicious looks swag as fuck, man. He looks so cool, just like the original show. He's just missing his crow.
So at around 55 seconds, we see the Mushroom Man. Oh my god, I can't wait. I can't
Mushroom
wait to see
Samba.
This. Wasn't he in the episode, was he dragging like a coffin?
Could have been.
Oh, no.
I don't know
maybe,
if it was a coffin, per se.
Maybe it was like a different character dragging a coffin to put his body in the coffin because he sold bad shrooms. I think that's what it was in the episode. I don't know. Can't wait to see this episode. This episode's definitely going to get memed the hell out of. Awesome.
I mean, the original was always memed.
I know, like, it played
then, less now.
I remember I told you, like, that episode always played, like, over and over again on Adult Swim. I don't know why.
Yeah, because it was, like, the perfect... Because they kept on looping that anime as well as a few other, like, Ghost in the Shell and Evangelion. They always
looped
out over and over again.
There's looping, but there's playing the same episode over and over
again.
Yeah,
they would literally play, like, the block... They would repeat it at night, so people would watch the same thing twice.
It's like basically like if they took all the episodes of Cowboy Bebop and made them like gotchas, because they only showed some episodes like a handful of times. Like the final episode, I could recall them playing that maybe two times at most. I promise you
they replayed the whole series multiple times.
I'm sure they did. Again. But like
it was a big moneymaker for them, and
but I recall
hard to beat that show.
Yeah, I recall them playing the mushroom episode like 20 times or something, like something ridiculous. I don't know. But maybe it's just my brain just choosing like favorite episodes or
selective
something.
Memory. I feel
like. Yeah, maybe. Alright, so going, alright. And then we do get to the vicious part. He does look pretty swag. Who's the actor that plays him? I just said it too.
You said his name earlier.
Yeah, Alex Hassel.
Something Anne Hathaway. There you go, Alex Hassel.
Yeah.
The male version of Anne Hathaway.
Perfect. What was he in that I've seen? I don't think I've ever seen him in like any other shows. He was in The Boys. Did you see The Boys?
Yeah, which character was he? He looks like the fucking mermaid dude.
Does he?
Let me click on his name. He was translucent. Fucking. Do you remember what happened to him in that show?
I don't remember at all, dude. It's been a while.
You even want me to bring it up because it's pretty not safe for work?
I guess not. I guess we'll leave it for a different time.
Okay. I don't want to spoil stuff for people.
Yeah.
Even though it's pretty early on.
So we're at the 1 minute mark, and was that Spike's love interest, right? I'm guessing that's what she is.
I'm like way ahead of you.
Like I'm going frame by frame. Like that's what I'm doing. Like I'm trying to analyze each frame here. So
it could have been, dude. It's been several years, over a decade since I saw Cowboy Bebop. You probably saw it a little bit sooner than me.
Nah, last time I saw it was when it was on Adult Swim, so...
Oh, really? I've seen it like 5 times, but even then it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been like, I really like Cowboy Bebop, that's why a lot of these episodes stuck to me.
Everybody loves Cowboy Bebop, it's one of the best animes ever made.
Alright, so at around a minute 3 seconds, who is that guy? I don't know who... I don't know these characters. They're referring to an episode.
You had to rewatch the show to know.
Yeah, probably have to... You think they would add custom like episodes like that's not in the original anime to this?
It's an adaptation. I wouldn't be mad if they did.
Hmm.
Would you hate it if they added a little bit different something to an adaptation?
It depends.
Like I feel like I'm not a purist with adaptations. I'm okay with a little bit change because the format is different. Obviously, there's things that cost a lot more to, you know, 3D or whatever. The only thing I just really hope Ed is in the fucking show because I didn't see any spot of Ed at all.
Yeah.
Just a visor shot at the end, but who knows?
I wouldn't mind seeing them. Like, there's a thing. It's one thing to go off the episode, right? But it's a totally another thing if they do, like, their own separate episode, like a brand new episode, you know, that's not really part of the original anime.
I think inevitably it's going to happen. Did it happen with The Witcher? Was there original content made just for the show?
No, it followed the book pretty well. It followed the books. So
I mean, it's Netflix. I feel like they're going to do a good job about it.
That's probably one of their
regardless of what people say.
Like, compared to all the other adaptions Netflix has done, The Witcher has been one of the better ones. Like, hands down, one of the better ones. Like, the best, probably the best one so far to date. The for adaptions. In regards to Cowboy Bebop, we'll see how they do with the original episode, and then if the original episodes do really good, I feel like they have, you know, priority in making their own like separate episodes or something like that. But I feel like just for the couple episodes, or at least for the first season, if it's gonna have like a seasonal thing, they're probably just gonna follow like the specific anime, and we'll see how that moves out.
By the way, did you even watch Lupin? That was very good.
Live action?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it. Maybe I'll pick it up.
Very good.
Did it follow the movie or what?
I didn't watch I watched some spin-offs of Lupin. I didn't watch like the original stuff. From what I saw, it was very good, and you know, it did a lot of Lupin type stuff, like you know, in those anime shows where it's a over the top,
yeah,
in the vein of what it would be.
So basically just a heist. Like, all I know from Lupin is that they always do heists. So
yeah,
it's just
like
it's just
Ocean's 11 type.
Okay, yeah. That's kind of cool.
Complicated and being smart about it, true to how Lupin would do something like that.
Maybe we'll do like a watch along. That'd be kind of fun to do with Lupin. I might do that. All right, let's finish out this trailer. So at around the minute 8 mark, where we get like a slow pan of the
iconic shot. Oh. I'm ahead of you again. Like, I skipped the band. What the fuck? The band's like not a big thing to talk about.
I mean, that's kind of cool. I like that they showed the band. I like that. I
don't know. It is nice.
It's minor. I know it's not a talk. I know it's not a talking point. But hey, honestly, like shout out to what's that band? J Ensemble. Or
the one you always talk about.
Yeah, I really like them. I was like,
you bought their album. We need to see them live.
Yeah, I would love to see them live, but. I would love, like, I remember the thing that got me into them was their video from them playing their Cowboy Bebop cover or whatever, and that was like honestly one of the best covers I've seen, and I was like, damn, I think J Music Ensemble would have been a really good band to have on this as well, but you know, you figures can't be choosers, whatever. All right, next scene.
So, like, they can get Metallica and stuff like that. Like, you have to just hire whoever is available and suitable for the job.
Yeah. Next scene at the 1:09:10 mark, we do get that iconic scene of Spike and Vicious going at it at the very
hopefully
end.
They have the music from that show. Remember when the glass breaks and they're playing that Mary Magdalene?
Oh yeah.
It's very
very smooth.
I remember seeing that late up at night. Oh, holy shit. That's one of those that get ingrained into your brain.
And then at around the 1 minute 10 to 12 mark, we see Vase or the Valentine, the ship, her ship. I don't know
if I would call it a ship. Was it a ship, or yeah, was it just like a little mini ship that gets deployed from the swordfish? Not the swordfish.
I mean, all of them are their own ships. Like, they Spike's is named like the Stingray or something, right? Like, that's his ship's name.
Swordfish,
right? I don't know what hers is called.
Yeah, the big ship's the Bebop.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It's phase ship.
Yeah, it's phase
Swordfish
ship.
Is the one people give a shit about.
Yeah, it's the cool one.
And the Bebop.
I mean, honestly,
the one that stuff's named after.
If I had the option to like have those ships as like a model, I would definitely like. I would say no to it. Like, of course,
The Swordfish one was like $300, wasn't it?
Oh, like for the 1/16 scale or something like that.
Yeah, it was a very good model.
Yeah,
it's a high end price.
Yeah, and then of course we get the shot of the corgi. Of course, the very iconic. Gotta have the dog in the shot,
bro. If they could get somebody to train fucking Ayn to do this movie stuff, how can they not get fucking Ed? I don't think we saw him anywhere.
I don't know. We'll see him. We see him in the. In the shot. Movie. I mean, there's like, okay, so in the trailer we. Like at the 160 point, like we have a bunch of TVs showing off like all the episodes. I'm like, you know, I like analyzing it, but I don't like analyzing it that much. So we'll just save it for the anime.
The
overall.
Most important thing is they got Big Shot.
Yeah,
I'm super excited to see how Big Shot's gonna be.
And then at the very end, like at around the 120 mark, we see the iconic like closeout loop, and then. At around the 1:25 mark, we see the closing Cowboy Bebop logo, and I think they kept that the same from the anime, right?
Yes.
No changes? Love it.
No.
And I love the transition into the Netflix logo. That was one of the better transitions into the Netflix logo. It's good with the music, like right at the drum beat. It's good. You already
probably
know.
One of the most hype trailers I've seen in a very long time.
I already know this trailer's gonna get a lot of controversies, but for me, I like the
trailer.
I don't
think so.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be Chris Pratt Super Mario.
Yeah, it's not gonna be the.
I don't know why people complained about that. It wasn't that bad.
It's a fine pick. It's not gonna be that bad. You know, one of my favorite comments for the Super Mario thing was
what?
Is that one of the comments was like, I don't know what's funnier, seeing all these characters make up like random. What do you call it, like not voices, dialects or whatever for the characters or whatever. I don't know if that's funnier or just having the characters speak regularly. Like, could you imagine just having them just like talk like with non, like with non, what do you call
they
it?
They better have Mario be talking some weird way. Like Italian? Yeah, he's an Italian. If anything, an Italian American. Have him do some like 40-year-old Brooklyn plumber voice or something. Well,
that's
that.
What
he
it is.
Sound like Eddie Kingston. I don't know.
Like that's what the comment was. Is like, what's funnier, having Chris Pratt with an Italian accent or just him talking regularly?
Bro, like, that's gonna be a controversy in of itself. They're gonna be like, they're whitewashing Italian. They should have hired Italian.
I mean, the original, voice actor is white, so I don't know what they mean by whitewash.
Charles Martinet. Yeah, he's readily available. I don't know why you don't just use him, but whatever.
Because he's a voice actor. It's not an actor. You know, there's a difference, you know? Just because you're a voice actor doesn't mean you can be a good actor.
That's true. He's, like, doing all the Mario hype with no real range of... limited range of expression, but he's an actor still. He's had acting jobs in the past.
But I mean, this is a big role though. I'm sure, like, he's probably like old age.
He's been playing it for 20 years
as a voice actor, not as an actor. There's a difference.
Just
because you played your voice act someone for 20 years doesn't mean you can act do acting with them on scene, you know, because I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of action scenes. I don't know what that movie's gonna portray, but we'll see, but that's a weird tangent. We're supposed to talk about Cowboy
More
Bebop.
More than anything, Cowboy Bebop is extremely good looking.
Yeah.
Love how everybody looks. From day one, from the screenshots of Cho as Spike, fucking amazing. Solid representation of how Spike would look like in real life.
I was hesitant at first, but they did a great job.
Nah, I was not. It even said in the article they're going to have Yoko Kanno doing the music.
Really?
Yeah, they have Tank. It's the same exact sound as the original.
I, like, of course they're gonna have Tank. That's like, could you imagine, like, iconic. This trailer without Tank? It would be horrible.
You know what would have been funny if they did, like, a dubstep version of Tank?
A Euro, a Euro beat so version?
A Euro, Euro beat.
Get out of here.
I can imagine how, like, the nerd rage from doing a bad version of Tank.
You know, if I was gonna meme it, it'd be like the two panels. It's like the first panel is Tank, and then there's like a panel with Spike going no, and then the second panel, instead of Tank, it goes Tonk. Tonk.
The only thing that I can remember that was actually trolling people was when Capcom released Mega Man for Street Fighter X Tekken, and it was old fat box art Mega Man, not proper Mega Man. That was like years ago, almost like 7 years ago for that game that nobody really played.
Wait, what about the troll when Nintendo released Sans, but it wasn't like the actual character, it was just a Mii Fighter skin?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't that bad. But,
it wasn't that bad, whatever. At least he's in the game, whatever.
Yeah, right. He doesn't really have some crazy moves.
Alright, that's enough of our tangents. Any final words you want to say regarding this, the trailer?
November 19th. Yep. I'm gonna watch it in one sitting. Probably
we're gonna go through this and we'll talk about it at the very end. Besides that, that's pretty much all we gotta say about this trailer. So we'll catch you guys later. Bye.